You're just about.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
We're live.
I thought I saw a switch hit. All right, we are back. BOE's number 2016, 2049, 216, 249, 251, 252, 254. They're labeled right here if you need it. Are all these in Branson Canyon?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Roberts, you have the floor. Please share and.
Okay, great. So I just have two different appeals. One is regarding the assessed value, and the other is regarding classification. I just have the in the handout that I gave you. It's got a list of the five properties that I have personally. I think there was a couple other people that had had me down to represent them. That would be for the second argument, not the assessed value argument, the classification. So as you can see, the change in assessed value ranges from 38% to 44%, and the tax is 40% to 46%.
Which number are we on?
216 is the first one on the list.
Sorry, I've got these cards, but I don't have the BOE cards.
So I'll give you an address. So we're looking at, just to help us with this, just because we're trying to, we've got two different things here. If you would like to state your classification statements for the second half, is that okay?
Right. Yep.
Okay, and then let's do we'll do the assessed.
Yep.
Or the appraised amounts first, right. And we're going to do those on property by property.
Okay.
I know you're going to have probably a similar case per,
yep.
But if you could do that, that'd be great. So we're looking at 127 Deep Forest.
127 Deep Forest. Okay. So that's the first one on the list there. Parcel 3.
And that's BOE 216.
So
I'm just going to put this up here.
Yes.
And it was only marked classification, and there was no opinion of market value put down.
Okay. He does have some. He does have some paperwork here for us, and that's fine. That you.
But I
is there one for us?
It's just marked for classification.
Do you have any more of these?
No, I just have. Well, I handed you. Well, no, I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, so this first one, you can see the assessed value in 2020 to the assessed value in 2021. The percentage change is 39%. And my understanding is that these statutes have to do with the assessed value, so I won't really, the tax part of it is more just FYI. So according to statute, Missouri statute 137.15, my understanding of the reading of it is if the assessed value goes up more than 15%, it requires a physical inspection of the property. And this home went up 39%, and there's not been any physical inspection.
Would you agree, just to ask a question, would you agree that the value went up based on the classification change, not because it was suddenly valued? It was based on the classification change.
I don't know where these numbers come from. Okay. And well, I'm not sure. I'm not familiar with how the calculations
that's
work.
Fine. That's fine.
Yeah, so if you could have this up here.
I don't.
I'm showing that the assessed, and I don't mean to muddy the waters here, but I'm showing the assessed value is $93,390.
I'm just going based on this card that I got in the mail.
Yeah, why?
Because assessed was
What do we have up
58,
here?
58.8.
Yeah, 90. Well, there it is. The assessed value is actually more than that. It's 93,390.
What is this 58,880 number?
We were on this one.
Mine is 237.
I mean, I see on your paper that, or we could see it last year right there, 2020's assessed value, yeah, is...
No, this is the wrong house. You've got, it looks like that address...
Well, I apologize. We're 127 Deep Forest.
Yeah, this is our physical. That's our home residence, not.
It's 127 Deep Forest.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was looking at the wrong place. 127 Deep Forest. So on the card that I got, it said the assessed for 2020 was a total of 58. I don't know if these are. This is dollars, 58,880.
Right. So this, if you look at that,
that's the
number.
Right.
037s are the last one, so that helps us identify.
What's that red number there, total assessed value, which is 93,390. Now, we're looking at the appraised value, which is... I'm looking at this number right here. This is the number...
He's talking assessed values. We typically try to talk appraised values, but we could talk assessed values.
Well, the statute relates to
it would be similar. It would be similar in the appraised value. I mean, it would be a similar increase. It's just different. So
okay. I'm not familiar with.
Oh, you're
like
fine, and we and sometimes we deal with assessed values. So
can I interject? The guys have told me, we sent off our data for the cards. I think they sent it off like a week before the cards actually went out.
Okay.
And so he got hit, that card hits him with the index. And then we went in and we changed him to 100% commercial as we found that. But I don't think he got a second notice, so I think he's...
So that's why there's a difference in the assessed value of the 82 versus the 93. Is that what
that's the reason why his card is different than what it says there.
Okay. Thank you for helping give clarity there.
Right. And I tried to send out second notices as quick as I could, but I couldn't find one in my computer either.
So in reality, it went up even more than the percentage changes that of what he has here, at least on this one. And it,
so his card would show what he is with just the index per Kenny
and last year's commercial rate.
Oh, so that's saying 93, but this card says 82. Wow.
Well, you're saying last year's commercial rate, what do you mean?
It's a commercial. We charged him partial commercial property, so the 15% shouldn't apply here.
Well, I understand that. We'll get to that in a second. Is the valuation change strictly from the change of classification? Obviously, you know, the classification went 100% commercial, right? Which I know that's a whole nother, that was our second half of our topic. This is a challenge. This seems to me to be a challenge here. We have the state statute of 15%. But before, it was not a commercial property.
33% commercial apartment here. 33% residential. I don't know. This is that. What would have been applied to go with the index on the first card. And now we went 100% commercial. That's why.
Okay, is 33% what they used to be doing? A third or something? Were you guys paying some sort of... Were you paying some sort of commercial? Was your property a mixed use, and were you paying a percentage commercial and a percentage residential prior to this?
If he'll show you his card, I think it would show that.
Okay.
It shows it right up there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it'll show off.
You have a residential total and a commercial total, so it was mixed use.
So his, at least this property at least was being, was a mixed use, and they were doing it at a third.
Well, did you, all of them would be different.
Were those, were you reporting the number of nights that it was rented to this office, or were you, did you just get some BOE decision giving you a third, or what was it?
No, that's what the letter was.
I just know what it was last year and what it is this year, and it's significantly more than 15%. Okay. I don't know how it was calculated.
It's only 11%.
The assessed value, it states that it, I mean, and it's not, I guess it's not according to this.
You have to go off of the appraised value, sir.
Okay, so.
Well, the statute says assessed value. I mean, that's what the statute says in both cases. Previous assessment.
It is very, very confusing. I'm not understanding the.
But it, there was an increase in residential real estate, right? Okay.
Yes.
There was an increase in the index across the board. All of us up here, everybody got some increased valuation in Taney County, basically. But that wouldn't account for the large jump that you're talking about. The large jump occurred because your property went from 33%, basically based on what you did last year, number of room nights rented, to 100% commercial with what the assessor did. Do you understand what they did? We're not saying we agree with that. We're an independent board. I'm just saying, do you understand what they did? In other words, instead of classifying your property at a rate that is strictly for residential for about two-thirds of it, and the other part was a third, they went 100% commercial.
Right, that's the second half of this discussion, right, which we haven't gotten to yet.
So here's on the 15% rule, okay? The 15% rule is a new statute that happened August of last year, okay? So
both of these? The burden of proof as well as this... 37.
So, okay, 15, so actually, I'm a little bit, the Missouri State Statute 137.15, that's not one that we've been looking at a lot.
Well, that's the notice, that's the notice provision.
Okay, this is the notice provision.
Cited in 138.
Okay,
so.
Okay, very good. So the notice provision is covered, my understanding of it, okay, and this is not, but our understanding that we're operating off of is that the card covers the county on a notice provision for a possible inspection. Whether an inspection happened or not, I don't know. Now, on the 138.60 of the increase of 15%, and we're addressing those on a whole nother section, but though that has to do with a residential property, okay? So here's the challenge that we're in. I'm not saying I agree with this. The challenge that we're in is even last year, it was a kind of a mixed use property. Was it classified as residential property that got charged 33% commercial?
In other words, 33%, the way they were doing it, it's kind of like with the timeshares, right? 33% of the parcel was charged commercial rate, and the other two-thirds was charged at residential.
The structure was charged a percentage for commercial and a percentage for residential. So if it was being charged 33% for commercial value, then it was being charged, 67% residential.
Okay.
That would get you your value of your structures. Or of your structure.
Okay.
And then the land would be, or the common element would be added into that to come up with your total value. And then from there on, well, it would bust up when it comes to your assessed value, because that's your difference. So it was 67% was being taxed or assessed at 19%, 33% then was assessed at 32%.
Right. In other words, that's the mixed use trade-off. You basically take...
It was mixed use, and so this...